السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم واحد، فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The nights of destiny, ليالي القدر, are arriving. These are nights of invocation and meditation and supplication, where we intensify our devotion, our prayers, our pleading to our Lord. We pray for ourselves and our families and our countries and our communities and those who are less fortunate, those many of them now are living refugees, who are living in makeshift tents. Many of them are living in war zones, have been displaced from their homes and lands and cities. Many of them are separated from their loved ones. So we have to make use of these minutes, of these hours and minutes of Layal al-Qadr. This is the peak of the worshipping. When it comes to the last tenth of the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would roll up his bed, meaning that he would sleep a few minutes barely to rest himself and stand most of the night in adoration and supplication and prayers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us that during this month your prayers are answered. If the prayers are sent from pure heart, بِنِيَّاتٍ صَادِقَةٍ وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرٍ, then the prayers are going to be asked. This is a month, شَهْرٌ دُعِيتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ ضِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ. You have been invited in this month to the hospitality of your Lord. وَجُعِلْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ أَهْلِ كَرَامَةِ اللَّهِ. And you have been made the guest of honors of your Lord. أَنْفَاسُكُمْ فِيهِ تَسْبِيحٌ وَنَوْمُكُمْ فِيهِ عِبَادَةٌ وَعَمَلُكُمْ فِيهِ مَقْبُولٌ وَدُعَاءُكُمْ فِيهِ مُسْتَجَابٌ. Your prayers are answered and accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's also the nights of amal and service and contribution, nights of giving too, not just supplication. Allah wants us to work harder for our dunya and our akhirah, both. Both are important. مَنْ لَا مَعَاشَ لَهُ لَا مَعَادَ لَهُ. If our life is in disorder, our families, our homes are not in a good shape, then it would be difficult to put your hereafter in shape. The journey of organization begins here in this life. The person who is organized in this life and he knows what he's doing and he puts his life in order, most likely is going to succeed in the next, in the hereafter. So these are also the nights of amal. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. آمَنُوا, but not enough. Faith is not enough. Faith which is coupled with good deeds. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. If you wish to meet your Lord with a bright face on that day, then do good deeds. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدٍ. And Allah wants us, through the good deeds, by giving back to your community, to your country, to your society, to the humanity, by volunteering your time. There are many projects that helps the needy, helps the orphans, helps those who are disadvantaged. And we have to participate in that. It's good to work in your own business for your family, but give some of your hours to others. To others, maybe you don't know them. Maybe you don't even share your faith with them, but you share a humanity with them. You are a human just like them. And they happen to be misfortunate due to circumstances. Try to help your society. Donate your time, donate your energy. Some of you have energy, some of you have thoughts, some of you have money, some of you have time, some of you have rahmah and compassion. Share it with those during this month. The sadaqah is multiplied during this month. Multiplied. The food that you donate, the love that you give, the care that you give to people around you. And we learn this from a hero that we commemorate during these nights, from Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Ali alayhi salam, who dedicated his 63 years, not for himself, for others around him. Never stopped short of giving his help to others. While he was young, while he was middle-aged, when he became caliph, until the last hour of his martyrdom in Mihrab al-Kufa. He gave his life, his energy, his thoughts, his concern to others, to helping others. And he himself, because he was a good, genuine volunteer, a model for service and contribution and giving and sharing, then when he speaks the truth. He tells the truth. He says in one of his sayings, Al-Karimu yara makarima akhlaqihi daynan alayhi fayaqdi. The benevolent, the generous, the charitable, the kind person, he sees his good manners and good ethics as a responsibility upon him to fulfill. Responsibility. He has a responsibility. Nobody is pushing him. He finds himself responsible to help. It's a deign, responsibility upon him to fulfill toward others. And this is what he does, Amir al-Mu'mineen. He dedicated his life to those who were misfortunate. And he said in his will, just before his death, Allah, Allah bil aytam. فَلَا تَغُبُّوا أَفْوَاهَهُمْ وَلَا يَضِيعُوا بِحَضْرَتِكُمْ. Be careful. Remember God. Remember God when it comes to orphans. Because they are the weakest in your community. Pay attention to them. Shelter them. Help them. Bring smile to their families. Allah, Allah bil aytam. And he always emphasized that deen is not prayers and fasting alone. Deen and faith is when you be of help. I see in the society around us some people who dedicate their life to others and some people who only come and eat and drink and never carry the plate and put it in the trash. You can see both. You can see both in your life around you. The first example is the example of Anbiya and the Prophets, who did not focus on themselves. They focused on others, therefore they were successful. They accomplished huge goals in their life. But when someone becomes selfish, he sees no one but himself. Not only he's going to destroy the society, he's going to destroy himself. He's going to return back to his Lord empty-handed. Empty-handed. Nothing in his mizan, nothing in his scale. No good deeds. We are responsible. We are humans. Humans means we share the humanity with others. We share their pain. We share their sorrow. We share their loss, as well as their happiness, of course. So we have to help. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam says, real generosity, as-sakha ma kana ibtida'an, amma ma kana an mas'alatin fa haya. Real generosity is when you, before people ask you, you give. But once you wait until they ask you and then you give, this is embarrassment. This is not generosity. This is haya, embarrassment. You are giving it out of not generosity, out of embarrassment. You don't have to wait for people to come and ask you. We have common sense. Allah has given us brains and minds to see, to investigate, to look around us. Maybe some people, يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. Someone who is unaware, he thinks this family, this individual is wealthy, agniya, because of chastity and modesty and dignity of the self. But they are not agniya. They don't have food, so you have to go and search. And this is exactly what Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam did when he was the leader. He was most of his time in Kufa, and Kufa was the capital, and at that time Kufa was, we've been told that Kufa at that time was bigger than Kufa today in terms of size and population. And therefore, he would spend the night searching, going to the homes of the poor, the needy, the orphans. And one day, when he was in Medina, he was young, newly married, and still having few children. Hassan and Hussein were very young. One day he left his house. He saved 6 dirhams, 6 coins with his wife to purchase food for the family. He left it with his wife Fatima alayhi salam, and he was with his son Hassan in the marketplace of Medina. A miskeen, a destitute, approached him asking for help. He sent Hassan to his mother. He said, go to your mother and tell her to give you the 6 dirhams. He went, he came back, he gave the 6 dirhams to this man, and then Imam Ali stood in the middle of the market after giving the money to this destitute, to this miskeen. A person came bringing his camel to sell it in the market. Imam Ali asked about the price. He said 140 dirham. Imam said to him, can you wait if I purchase it from you? Would you wait a few hours to give you the money? He said, sure, I would wait. So Imam Ali purchased this camel, 140. Few minutes later, a person passes by him and asks him about the price. Imam Ali sold that for 200. And he makes 60. He sold that for 200, he makes 60 dirham. He pays the money to the original, you know, owner of the camel, 150. And then he gives the 60 to his son Hassan. He says, Hassan, go to your mother Fatima. Give her the 60 and tell her, هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. Tell your mother, this is what God and your father had promised us. He who does good, he will return, the return shall be 10 times, tenfold. من جاء بالحسنة. Few minutes ago, he took 6 dirham from Fatima, and now he's returning 60. A man who dedicated his life to serve. Not just him, his wife too. Sometimes the husband wants to help, the wife declines, and sometimes the wife wants to help, His Majesty the husband declines. But the family of Ahlul Bayt, they helped each other. Imam Ali found a wife that fits his character, his personality, his faith. They were equal. They were helping each other, supporting each other, encouraging each other to do good. This is why they produced the golden family. Not only the parents, the kids. I mentioned this the other day, that imagine a father who puts food on table for his children, and by the time they want to put the bite in their mouth, he takes it. He says, someone knocking at the door. We have to give it to others. Imagine the commotion that happens at home. Kids, they start screaming. Nowadays, you can't even take the candies, you know, out of their hands. But Imam Ali and Fatima did this 3 times, consecutive days. 3 times. While their kids were fasting. At the time of food, they take the food and they tell them, there is someone who is more deserving at the door. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكْرًا. This is the golden family. A father who nurtures his wife, the wife nurtures the children, and they complement each other, they help each other to produce. This is the example that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they left us with. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqq wa tawasaw bil-sabr wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي أجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا، صدق الله العلي العظيم. What is the stand of Islam on dunya? Sometimes dunya has been criticized and reprimanded, and we have been warned against the dunya. And sometimes the Quran says you have to work for your dunya. So where is the answer? The answer is very simple. Use the dunya and do not let the dunya use you. وابتغي فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخر. The dunya should be the gate for the akhirah, not the goal. That's the difference. There is a big difference between a gate and a goal. Dunya is a gate for the akhirah, but not an ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is the akhirah. We work in the dunya for the akhirah, not for the dunya. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a very beautiful proverb. He says, "Man absara biha bassarat." When you look through the dunya, I'm looking through this lens, so it helps me. Bassarat. It's going to show you good examples. It's going to guide you if you look through the dunya. وَمَنْ أَبْصَرَ إِلَيْهَا أَعْمَتْ. But if you look up to dunya, it's going to blind you. Do you see the difference? You look through the dunya, not up to dunya. Don't look at dunya, look through dunya. When you look through dunya, you're going to be successful. Definitely you have to pass through dunya to get into akhirah. How are we going to make it to akhirah? Through dunya, through working here, through amal. This is why we have to be here. We cannot bypass the dunya. We have to be in the middle of the dunya. But we have to be careful. Careful. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Ad-dunya suq." It's a marketplace. "Rabiha fiha qawmun wa khasira fiha qawmun akharun." It's a marketplace. One day, people go to the market. Some people make money, some people lose money. رَبِحَهَا. Who does win the dunya? Who does win and make money and profits? رَبِحَهَا نَظَرْ رَجُلٌ مَنْ نَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا نَظَرَ الزَّاهِدِ الْمُفَارِقِ. The one is going to make profit is the one who looks at dunya, but not with attachment. He knows that he's going to leave it one day. الزَّاهِدِ الْمُفَارِقِ. Someone who's disinterested is not going to stay there forever. He's going to use it. It's a hotel room. You are not there forever. You are there for 3 days, for 1 week, then you must check out. وَخَسِرَهَا. The one who's going to lose this dunya and ultimately lose himself or herself. مَنْ نَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا نَظَرَ الْعَاشِقَ الْوَالِحِ. When you look at dunya with passion, with love, with desire, with fascination, You're going to lose it. You risk losing it. Otherwise, Islam wants you to work. Islam wants you to make money. Someone came to Amir al-Mu'mineen. He said to him, "Inna la nuhibbu ad-dunya." I'm a person that I love the dunya. Imam says to him, "Wama tasna'u biha?" What would you do with the dunya? He said, "Atazawwadu minha." I supply myself for the akhirah. Wa atazawwaj, also I get married. Wa unfiqu ala ayali, and I support my family. Wa unilu ikhwani, I reach out to my community members, I help them. Wa atasaddaq, and I give charity. The Imam says, "Laysa hada min ad-dunya, hada min al-akhirah." What you are doing is the deeds for your akhirah. Because you are using the dunya to help others. You are not stuck in the dunya. You are using the dunya, whatever you make in this dunya, from your business, from your office, from your income, to help others. This is exactly, you are building your akhirah for yourself. And Amir al-Mu'mineen was the best example of someone who used 63 years of his life, fruitful life, for the akhirah, scoring credits for his akhirah. Never wasted any minute. And he would say to the dunya, "Ya dunya ghurri ghayri." Someone came to him, someone abandoned his family, and he went inside the mosque, and all what he did is prayers. And he abandoned his children. His brother came to Amir al-Mu'mineen complaining. He says, "My brother abandoned his family and all what he does is prayers." Amir al-Mu'mineen said, "Call him, bring him to me." He came. Amir al-Mu'mineen said to him, "You have energy, you have a brain. Why did you abandon your family? What you did is terrible, is bad. Allah does not want you to stay in the masjid the whole day and night, pray, and then you leave your family with no food. Go to your family." He said to him, "I learned this from you. You don't eat, you don't get dressed, you don't do..." Amir al-Mu'mineen said to him, "First of all, I'm working. I'm working day and night. Besides, if I don't eat, if I don't get dressed, if I don't live in a palace, this is what Allah wants me to do. I am a leader, a governor. I have to equal myself with the poorest in my community." أَقْنَعُ مِن نَفْسِي أَن يُقَالَ لِي أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا أُشَارِكُ النَّاسَ فِي مَكَارِهِ الدَّهْرِ. مُشَارَكَ, sharing. I'm a leader. I'm in this position. I'm different than you. A leader should be different than his subjects. The leader should equalize himself with the poorest in his country, in his community. Exactly the same way that the Arab leaders are doing, alhamdulillah. Especially Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states. Imam Ali said, "I'm different." أَلَا وَإِنَّ إِمَامَكُمْ قَدْ اكْتَفَى مِنْ دُنْيَاهِ بِطِمْرَيْهِ وَمِنْ طُعْمِهِ بِقُرْصَيْهِ. The clothing of Imam Ali is nothing but two sets of a dress, only two sets. And his food, two loaves of a bread. No more. وَمِنْ طُعْمِهِ أَلَا إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَقْدِرُونَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. I know you cannot afford this. You can't be like me. وَلَكِنْ أَعِينُونَنِي بِعِفَّةٍ وَتَقْوَى. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, "I know you cannot eat the same food that I'm eating. But when it comes to haram, exercise self-control. تَقْوَى اللَّهِ, the fear of God. Do not take something that does not belong to you. And when you have in your money some share for others, give it immediately without delay." We are preparing for the first night of Qadr was last night, and the second night is tomorrow, and Monday the last night, and these nights are the nights of the mourning of the martyrdom of Mawla al-Muttaqeen, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. So try to go to the local mosque in your area to benefit during these nights, to spend some time in supplication and dua, in the dhikr, in the remembrance of Allah. These nights are very precious. It's an opportunity for us to transform, to spend some time with our Lord, serving the community and helping others and transforming ourselves. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your deeds and remember those around you who are deprived in your community and other communities, refugees, the sick people, those who cannot afford food. Remember them during these days and nights of Ramadan. Allahumma akhfir al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil-khayrat innaka mujibu al-da'awat innaka ghafiru al-khati'at Allahumma ansur al-islam wal-muslimin Allahumma aj'al kalimata al-islam hiya al-ulya wa kalimata a'da'ihi hiya al-sufla أرنا الحق حقا فنتبعه والباطل باطلا فنجتنب وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.